Gospel and Scripture with Brother Len on Golden Guide.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle along, say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, how I wish they could see. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me.
People of God, welcome to this program, Golden Guide. The scripture says, there is a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death or destruction. From Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So therefore, we need the Golden Guide.
Mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, magandang umaga na naman sa ating lahat. Nandito na naman ang ating palatuntunang ginintuang gabay sa English Golden Guide. At sa aking dayalik na si Buano Bulawanong Hiya. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Mabuti siya sa atin at bago tayo magpatuloy, itugtog ko ang birthday song, mga kaibigan, no? Ganun pa rin, no? Belated sa nakalipas na mga linggo, yung nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, at kapag meron mang magdiwang bukas o sunod na mga araw, advance, happy birthday. Kapag merong nagdiwa ngayon, happy birthday sa iyo, kapatid. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. At pakinggan muna natin ang awit, Happy Birthday, Mahal, kay Ma'am Gloria pa rin. Gloria Gloria Bilin, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito, pakinggan muna natin, mga kaibigan. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos. Happy Birthday, Mahal. Sa lahat na nagdiwang sa inyong karawan, happy birthday sa inyong lahat. Sa inyo to, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Ito na.
This song is from Wilbert's Hard to Find Music Library.
Bumabati ako sa'yo.
Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos na pakinggan natin ang pang-birthday song, no? Mapaglingkuran natin kahit man lang sa tugtog, mga kaibigan. No, meron naman tayong programa ang ating mga kaibigan at mga kapatid, ka mag-anak, mga mahal sa buhay. Mag-greet natin dito. At isunod natin, mga kaibigan, ang itugtog ko itong ang tanging alay ko, no? Medyo matagal natin natugtog pang background. At pakinggan natin, mga kaibigan, kay Ma'am Malu Clavicilia, ang original singer sa Ang Tanging Alay Ko. Ito na, mga kaibigan.
Salamat sa iyo, aking Panginoong Jesus. Ako'y inibig mo at inangking lubos. Ang tanging alay ko sa'yo, aking Ama, ay buong buhay ko, puso at kaluluwa. Di makaya na magkapagkaloob. Mamahaling Diyos, ni gintong nilukob ang aking dalangin, o Diyos ay tanggapin. Ang tanging alay ko naway gamitin. Lulamang Ama, wala nang iba pa akong inilin. Di ko akalain na ko ay binigyang pansin ang taong tulad ko. Di dapat mali.
Salamat sa Panginoon Diyos. Napakinggan natin ang ating gospel song, Ang Tanging Alay Ko. At isunod nato itong English, mga kaibigan. Ulitin din natin itong Through It All. Maganda to, mga kaibigan. Para yung merong mga English people, mapakinggan nila itong gospel song sa English, mga kaibigan. Ito, Through It All, ito na.
fears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave me blessed consolation. My trials come to only make me strong.
Kaibigan, subukan kong tawagin ang ating kasama dito sa program si Brother Angus. Doon siya sa kanilang bayan. Subukan muna natin, mga kaibigan. Sorry mga kaibigan. Tawagin natin dito sa cellphone na lang, hindi dito sa... Hello, Brother Angus. Good morning.
Yes, sir.
Yes, good morning. Okay. Before we proceed, I want to ask you for our opening prayer. Yes?
Yes.
Please pray.
Father God, we thank you for the Golden Guide program. We thank you that our topic today is about the Golden Rule, that we bless our families, we bless our fellow believers. Father Jesus, then we thank you for this wonderful program. Amen.
Amen. So thanks be to God that I am able to contact you, but I was not able to use the station phone, so I use my mobile phone. So Brother Angus, okay. Proceed.
Proceed. Right. Good morning to our fellow listeners. Thank you, Brother Roland. Okay. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 12, we have this wonderful statement made by our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Amen.
This is talking about the golden thing. Do you want to say that in Tagalog, please, Roland?
Okay. Matthew chapter 7, verse 12.
Verse 12, please.
I open my mobile phone because I have apps here in Tagalog. I have only... I would like to read first in my dialect, okay?
Yes, please.
And then Tagalog, it's good. Sometimes my fellow Filipinos, they can hear also our dialect. So, Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So... in my dialect, sa libro ni San Mateo, Uluhan City, Tudling Dusi, I read, tungod niini, buhati ang mga tao sa bisan unsay buot ninyo nga ilang pagabuhaton kaninyo, kay maukini ang kasuguan ug ang mga propita. So, Tagalog, Brother Angus. I read in Tagalog.
Thank you.
Tagalog, sa kabanatang pito sa talatang labin dalawa. Ito. Kaya nga, lahat ng mga bagay na ibig ninyong sa inyo gawin ng mga tao, gawin naman ninyo ang gayon sa kanila, sapagkat ito ang sa kautusan at ang mga propeta. Maganda yan, mga kaibigan at mga kapatid. Okay, Brother Angus, proceed.
Thank you. All right, our listeners, this is a principle in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's called the Golden Rule, and it's important for us to appreciate that Jesus is saying here very clearly, therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, also do to them. For this is the law, this is also the prophets. How wonderful that we have a simple way of saying things. It's a two-way street. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Brother Lin, we're going to go to our second reading. It's Luke chapter 6, verse 31.
Luke chapter
6.
Chapter 6, verse
31.
Okay. Luke chapter 6, verse 31.
Go ahead, Roland, when you've got it. Go ahead.
Chapter 6, verse 31. At kung ano ang ibig ninyong sa inyo'y gawin ng mga tao, gayon din ang gawin ninyo sa kanila. The same. Yes.
Yes,
So this is the reference from chapter 7, verse 12 from Matthew.
All right. Now let's just draw upon verse 32. Verse 32, if you could read that please from the same chapter, Roland.
Okay, 32. At kung kayo'y mga pahiram doon sa mga inasahan ninyong may tatanggapin, anong pasasalamat ang inyong kakamtin? Ang mga makasalanan man ay nangagpapahiram sa mga makasalanan upang muling magsitanggap ng gayon din. Oh.
Hmm?
Yes.
Do you want to read it to Gala as well?
Yeah, finish. Tagalog.
Okay, you finish? Okay. All right. So let's look at that verse 32. But if you love
less than font color equals #BF360C,
who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them.
Less than BR greater than less than I greater than it come KOE Max C Big Saw MGA Nexus C Big Saw Inyo Anong Pasa Salamat Ang Inyo Angus.
There is an interruption. Okay, Brother Angus.
All right, thank you. And we understand from the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the golden rule is how to, let's say this clearly today as our main theme, the how to of how to relate the kingdom rule in your life. Now, we know we talk about the golden rule, that's the scriptures. But when we translate that into our practical walk, it's called kingdom mentality. Kingdom practice. Roland, can you just elaborate, please, in your own lingo, please? Yes, just elaborate on what we're talking about, please.
So, the golden rule?
Yes, please.
Yes. So, ito, kapag anong gusto natin sa mga taong gawin sa atin, ang utos ng Panginoong Hesus sa golden rule, do to others as you would have them to do you, no, gawin natin kung ano ang gusto natin gawin, nila gawin sa atin. So gawin natin ang tama, ang mabuti. Okay, Brother Angus.
Thank you. This is something that we must actually remember. The commandment of our Lord is to love one another. As you love God, you must love one another. As we pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in the Lord's Prayer, it also says that we are to forgive one another. But the kingdom rule is like the golden rule. These are principles that you must practice, you must pray, and you must live them out in your life to the best of your ability. Brother Roland, God has given us a tremendous, wonderful way of expressing the Christian life. It's the golden rule.
Amen.
That's it, Brother Roland. I'll bless our dear listeners and you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
So, salamat, Brother Angus. Even you are not here physically, but your voice could be on air. And as our fellow Christians, if they would to listen, so they can still listen the message that we have been spreading here over the radio. So, Brother Angus, take care of yourself there, and please extend my regards to Sister Leticia, and thank you so much for your message this morning, an additional verse from Luke chapter 6, verse 31 up to 32, and very nice verse.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, this is from yours.
Oh yes, sir. Thank you, Roland. We love you. Bless you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for calling. It's a pleasure.
Yes.
Have a good day.
So next year, January, first Sunday of the month, don't forget, even you are in someone, you can still give your message through the phone.
Thank you. And one thing for our listeners, I want to say in my favorite Filipino language, happy birthday, mahal.
Okay, mahal. Okay, Brother Angus, God bless you more. Bye-bye. Thank you very much.
God bless. Bye-bye, Roland.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you. Salamat sa Panginoong Diyos, mga kaibigan. Basahin ko ulit yung sinabi ni Brother Angus sa chapter 6 sa Luke. Maganda din yun, mga kaibigan. Yung gitinuloy ang do to others as you would have them to do you. At magandang ulitin ko. At kung ano ang ibig ninyong sa inyo'y gawin ng mga tao, gayon din ang gawin ninyo sa kanila. At kung kayo'y magsisiibig sa mga nagsisiibig sa inyo, anong pasasalamat ang inyong kakantin sapagkat ang makasalanan man ay nagsisiibig sa nagsisiibig sa kanila. Ibig sabihin, mga kaibigan, no? Maganda na ituloy natin to sa 33. At kung magsigawa kayo ng mabuti sa nagsisigawa sa inyo ng mabuti, anong pasasalamat ang inyong kakamtin sapagkat ganito rin ang ginagawa ng makasalanan. Ibig sabihin, kapag meron tang gawin na maganda, mga kaibigan, ihasik natin ang maganda, no? Ituloy natin. At ito, ibig sabihin, ibigin natin din yung kahit hindi karapat-dapat sa ating pag-ibig, mga kaibigan. Katulad ng Panginoong Diyos, iniibig tayo kahit hindi tayo karapat-dapat. Yan ang dapat gawin. Pero medyo mahirap, mga kaibigan, no? Pero utos man to ng Panginoong Diyos, wala tayong magawa. No? Kung sa mga army pa, obey before you complain. O obey first before you complain. So mayroong magandang mangyari kapag gawin natin yung utos ng Panginoong Diyos. Mayroong mga tao kapag bago ka pa lang sa kanila, para bang itis ka? Na talaga ka bang meron kang Panginoon sa iyong puso, no? Na meron din talaga na minsan ginawa nila ang mali sa iyo, meron din.